Justin, the health care exchanges portion of the Affordable Health Care Act is going to be coming into effect this year. What is that process looking like right now?
Well, it's looking a little scary because this rolls out in less than 5 months. It's going to affect a fairly sizable number of people in North Carolina. And there's a general lack of information and lack of understanding about who's going to qualify and how these exchanges are going to work.
Well, you said a sizable portion. How many people is this going to affect?
The estimates are around 1 million to 1.2 million, which is roughly 10 to 15% of the state population. So it's important to recognize that this affects a lot of people, but there are a lot more people that are unaffected by this. Earlier in the week at a press conference, the President of the United States, when he was addressing health care reform, said 85% of Americans have already felt the effects of health care reform that went into place a couple years ago and aren't going to feel the effects going forward as it pertains to their insurance. The others, that in North Carolina, the 1.2 million, these are the folks that are largely uninsured or underinsured.
North Carolina has decided to leave the entire health care exchanges implementation to the federal government.
Yeah, and the state is not alone. There are actually 33 states that have said to the federal government, we're not crazy about this plan. You want us to do it, so you do it. So the federal government is actually creating the exchange that will operate and roll out in North Carolina on October the 1st. The upside to this, which the Business Journal reported, is that it will be implemented on October the 1st. The federal government will make sure that that deadline is met. So we are moving along with that expectation.
Well, even though North Carolina is leaving all this to the federal government, it's still going to have some responsibilities.
Yeah, but not as much. It's pretty interesting. So when you look at how this is playing out, because this is largely a federal program, where the state is going to have its responsibility is where it always has its responsibility, and that's with insurance. So they will be reviewing and approving the policies and the premiums. After that, how these exchanges are rolled out, how they are applied, how they work, whether there's consumer satisfaction with it, they are shoving all that responsibility back on the feds.
Well, speaking of insurance, insurance companies are facing an important deadline today.
Yeah. Today's the day that the insurance companies, Blue Cross, Aetna, the rest, they're participating in these exchanges. They need to roll out what their plans will look like for both individuals and for small businesses. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the exchanges are going to operate like these travel websites, like a Travelocity or something like that. But you can bet that this is just going to be a lot more complicated than figuring out how to get from place A to place B. For one, the IRS is involved because your being in the exchange is really dictated by what your income level is. And after that, they will tell you what your subsidy might be or what your tax credit might be. And then you can figure out what you're going to be able to afford. It's going to be pretty complicated rolling out.
So who's going to be responsible for helping small businesses figure this out and individuals?
The federal government has set aside about $54 million to train what they're calling navigators. Now, these are going to be individuals that will be out in the states working with insurance companies, working with large groups of folks to say, here's how you do this. And they're being trained right now to provide this service. They'll also be talking to folks in the states about how Medicaid is going to be expanding to help cover more folks that are uninsured.
That's not happening in North Carolina. It's going to stay the same here.
Yeah, it's a good point. A lot of states have opted out of that Medicaid expansion. These are largely Republican-dominated states that want nothing to do with Obamacare. Here's the situation, though, in North Carolina. The state has realized that the deficit in its Medicaid office is twice as big as they had anticipated and that they were counting on. The governor is not happy about that. We're really going to have to wait and see whether his unhappiness translates into going back to the legislature and saying, maybe we should rethink taking these federal dollars, which are largely free, to the state for the next 5 years so we can insure more uninsured people.
So the whole Medicaid situation is something we're going to need to look at. But also now we're going to have some healthcare exchanges and actual plans to look at. So I think we're going to have things to talk about over the next couple months.
Oh, absolutely. The learning curve is going to be very steep with this, Audrey. And again, we need to keep in mind the larger goal. The larger goal in all of this healthcare reform is to get these 40 to 50 million uninsured people insured. It's a complicated thing to do. The secondary goal is to try to save money on healthcare. I can't see if we're going to be saving any money in the near term. The real thing that we need to look at it is this going to work for the long term?
Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you, Audrey.